Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome to Spirit Speaks, where angels and non-physical beings of pure love share their wisdom, perspectives, and tools to help you in your life. I'm your host, Lisa Virtue, and I channel spirit by allowing them to use my voice to speak directly to you. I'm also an energy healer, where through personal, customized sessions, I facilitate your transformation to your most amazing self. Spirit has been working with me for over a decade, and in that time, I've been witness to many miracles and life-changing moments. I've experienced a multitude in my own journey, so know firsthand what truly is possible. It is our desire, Spirit and myself, to support you in living your most authentic, beautiful life.
Just before we bring Lisa on, I'll remind everyone this is a call-in show today. The number to call in to is 646-595-4274, 646-595-4274. Lisa, welcome back.
And I'm so excited to be doing a live show today. Thank you, Catherine. Sorry, Nicole. I have Catherine on my mind today. I can't wait to introduce her. She's my special guest. So, yes, today is a live call-in, so I encourage you to phone or email your questions in so Spirit can give you your personalized, the wisdoms specific for you. So what's great about it is it's also useful for everybody else. So I love how Spirit works that way. They can address your concern, and everyone gets to share in learning something. Now, today I have, like I was saying, Catherine Landry on the show today, and I brought her back. She was on the show a couple weeks ago. We had some technical difficulties, and we're going to rebroadcast that show on Saturday, the 15th, so you can tune into that. But Catherine has something special for you, so stay tuned for that. Now, I'm excited to have Catherine on, not only because she has her own amazing intuitive and empathic abilities, but she is a dynamo of a person with a heart of gold. And her big thrill, from my perspective, is to support other women, particularly women in business. And she has a few ways she does this. One is through sheshopslocal.ca, which is a business directory that empowers women to consciously choose where they are spending their money, that they can support other women in business through looking up who's available where with what, and then they can choose to shop with them. And she also volunteers her enormous amount of time to Ladies Who Lunch, which is a networking group of women, again, to support each other, women entrepreneurs. But these women, I'm sorry I'm saying it all, Catherine, I should probably be letting you say it, but I'm so excited because these women have become a tour de force in their community where they will just jump onto something and make it happen. I'm going to let Catherine tell you a bit more about that, and let's just get her on. So, Catherine, are you here with me?
Yes, I'm quietly sitting here in the background with my candles and everything ready to go.
Wonderful. So while I didn't steal all your thunder, maybe you can share a little bit with us about, you know, what got you started on this path of where you find the ability to direct your beautiful energies in the world.
Well, I think more now, more than ever, it's so important that we hyperconnect with one another. And so about, I don't know, 15 years ago, I guess, a lot of women actually were just kind of nitpicking about each other and gossiping. And I was like, there's got to be a better way. Like, men don't do this. And it's, you know, for the most part anyways, I'm sure they do. But so I just put a challenge out there. And I'm like, what if I took like a group of women that didn't even know each other and all they had in common were that they were business women, put them in a high profile, beautiful hotel, like restaurant, with all the amenities, and I threw in Camp Cabana Boys and prizes and a fashion show. And the event sold out like in a day. So I was like, okay, I got something here. So I think that was about 8 years ago, really and truly it was. And then, wow. So that was 60 people 8 years ago. And now we have 24,000 altogether, 21 different groups, probably with 35,000, you know, business women, all different kinds of business women. And so it's definitely an online connection is what we're doing. And it's really, really important that we do so with positive energy. And that's how I connected with you. And we had our crazy electrical storm and our wirings were all crossed all over the place.
Yes, we put out too much energy for everything.
Well, we frizzled. We fried and frizzled. It was great. But it was just basically you reaching out to me saying, hey, Catherine, you've been on my mind. Let's connect. Let's do this. And that's pretty much what I do all day long, reach out and make sure people are connected, but that they follow through and do stuff too, you know?
That's the key, I think. So many of us have ideas of things we could do or that would be great to do, but we don't actually end up doing it at the end of the day. And that's what I love about you is not only do you actually do things, because you're often out there on the street with the homeless and just helping whoever's in need, but you catalyze others to action, to follow through on these ideals. And that's what you gave some examples in the other show of women who bonded together to support, a lady who wanted her daughter to get married before she passed away because she didn't have much time. And everybody jumped on board with that. And I think you have other examples, too, of where women just suddenly, this group that you've created come together. Can you share another story with us?
Oh, true. So the wedding, by the way, it was last Saturday, and it was phenomenal, and it went off and was absolutely staggeringly gorgeous. And so
awesome.
that got done, and love, it truly was love woven all through the wedding. And now the beautiful thing is this small group of business owners that presented themselves to help Michelle get married so her mother could be there. Now we're going to take that group and turn it into like this wedding business, because they managed to put, like, where we managed to create a wedding in a week. Like, and it
That's
was
amazing.
Breathtaking. Like, when I look at the photos, I can't even believe it. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. So I'm like, ladies, we have something here. Let's move forward with this. So we're going to start this pop-up wedding business because we're good at it. Other examples, like I said, I do not work on the street. I just see people. My whole thing in life that I've learned is never think that might not be you one day. So when you're walking by someone who's on the street or someone who's asking for help, like, rather than just not see it, you have to see it, because you never know in this lifetime if that could be you. So that's the mantra.
If it was me, what would I want? Yeah.
Well, and that's kind of the mantra I live by. Like, we're not so far apart, you know, and people seem to think like, oh, those people. And it's like, no, it's not those people. We are people together. So I'm hyper aware, and I just, I don't know, I don't push my beliefs on anyone. I don't push my values. I'll do a post just stating, like, I'm going out onto the street. I'm going to bring goods and services to those in need, from what I've seen, because there's a lot of people passing out on the pavement. Their skin is burned from the hot, so I need sunscreen, I need creams, I need, you know, and people think, whoa, homeless people need sunscreen. It's like, it's not that. It's the outdoor elements that are incredibly difficult. So on and on and on. And then I put the call out, and then probably within 3 hours, over $800, just Catherine, here's $100. Catherine, here's $100. Here's $50. Here's $80. They trust me, and they know that 100% of the money goes right back out there right away. And so that's what we did. We went and shopped. We shopped local at local non-American corporate stores. We shop at Canadian local stores to buy our goods. And then out we go, distributing stuff on the street with integrity and not pity. You can't do this with pity. You have to do it with just integrity, right? Compassion, definitely, definitely. Like, and I think what your show is all about is igniting this compassionate force that we all need to be very aware of. We must keep that in our pocket always. So thank you for your show, the listeners, people that, you know, that just kind of know things. And they know that this is a very, very important part of humanity right now.
Yeah, and it's your intention, it's my intention to support each other, to uplift each other, to live our best possible lives, and that spreads out, and so everyone can benefit. And just to tie it in, because I think you have something special for us today, if I'm not wrong. So the Ladies Who Lunch is that network that we've been talking about. And then you have She Shops Local, which I think sprang from it, so that there is a database where all these ladies can have their, well, not all, but whoever chooses can have their business in that directory. And then you can consciously shop with other ladies. And what's our gift? What's our special?
Well, what you and I decided would be whoever would like to call in and has a business, we were going to give them a complimentary $200 listing in the directory so they can be found. They can be part of our business tribe. We would love to do that. And it's just, it would be a simple, kind act. And so we encourage people, like, what's your business and where are you located and who are you and what are you doing? And welcome aboard. Come in and jump up. So, yeah, complimentary listings all day long.
I was just thinking about how I introduced that. I feel like a giddy kid. I couldn't even get words out because I'm so excited. Like, this is such an enormously generous offer from you. It's the full – it's what you sell. It's the full package. You get a listing with all that involved. And it's so generous of you. And I think it just represents the enormous generosity of your heart that I have witnessed in every single thing that you do. You go big. You don't go small.
Go big or go home, Lisa. Go big or go home.
Woohoo. You're out there to make a difference, and you definitely are. So I'm happy that our listeners can, those who call in and who get on to have a chat with Spirit, will get a free listing if they so choose, or you can pass it to someone that you know would appreciate it.
Sure. Definitely. That's a great idea.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to share before we get into taking calls and you get to ask the first question?
I think we should just put a little sprinkling of happiness, white light, good thoughts. And let's take ourselves on a little journey right now and see where we go. I think that's what I would like to put out there for everybody that's listening and for you, Lisa. the happiness.
Wonderful. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We all love the happiness.
Yep.
All right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to just do my thing and tune in and allow spirit to come through. And then I'm going to have Catherine start off with the first question. And then after Catherine is finished talking with spirit, then we'll take the first caller. All right. So I'll just be a moment here. I'm just going to mute myself because there's some traffic behind me right now. Yes, we've come in a little quicker than usual today.
Uh-oh.
So, Catherine, as we are settling in, would you mind asking your question?
My question would be, what is the greatest gift that we can put out there into the world to make things brighter for others?
Very, very positively framed question. So we congratulate you for choosing your words well. And this speaks to one aspect of our answer. When you elect to view things in a positive framework, when you choose to speak words that are kind and true to you, and are chosen knowing that life can be good, you are imbuing that energy into everything that you speak. You are speaking in a way that says, I have a knowing that things can turn out well. And even if I'm in a challenging situation, my choice of what I contribute to it is this positive energy. Whether you are needing to be standing strong in a statement or a boundary, you are able to do so in a way that it uplifts versus detracting. You stated, how do we you put forward light in the world? And you could have said, how do we get rid of the dark? It's these subtle differences. Yes. So when you are using terminology, when your thoughts are based in lack or challenge, you see you are ruminating in that energy. When you can spot a challenge or spot a deficiency and then turn the way you ruminate about it, the way you express about it into where do I see the positive? Where do I see that this could go? How can I hold a space of positive expectation, or at least contributing only good thoughts and vibes to it, if you will? This is perhaps, now that we are speaking it, one of the biggest fundamental keys that you can integrate into your lives that will make massive change. So you may think it needs big gestures, big actions, but anything that you go to do in the world comes with the energy you put into it. And so if you are putting big energy in a negative tone into an action that you're speaking, or you're saying it's a positive thing, but it's negative behind it, then you see you're really just adding more fuel to the negative fire. You're not accomplishing what you were intending to accomplish. So let that permeate all things. And it can be hard when you're taught and when your society speaks in that way or thinks in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may have heard the examples in the past of the war on cancer, the war on drugs. This is an example that's been used by many people. Where that, just those words, when you think about it, there is a battle that you are agreeing to in those words. You're saying, yes, there is a war. There is a battle being fought. Then all the negative things that come with that. And you can shift it simply into a loving, supportive energy. Just a moment. We're just going to settle into Lisa a little bit deeper. She gets excited, you know. There, yes. Yeah. So when you move forward through compassionate support, through finding ways to love, to support, to invigorate, to embolden, to contribute. These are better words, better ways to look at these things than fighting. Fighting breeds fighting energy. Loving support breeds positive outcome.
Love that. Love that.
Do you feel we've expressed enough for your question?
Yeah.
Or is there more?
Nope.
Your actions are adding power to it, if you would. The thoughts are beautiful, and you could just think all day and emanate, and you could still be an enormous force for good. But then if that positive energy has an inspired action where you feel it's very aligned and this is absolutely, I know for truth, this is what needs to be done, and then you move in the action in however much of a degree, you are adding even more energy. You're getting a ball rolling. You are putting that positive force into the world. So whatever it is you're choosing, let it be inspired. When your mind is wrestling with something and is seeing a lot of the negative and is concerned and worried and anxious and unsure, this does not breed the type of inspiration that we're speaking of. This is a mental exercise, mostly in the fears and the concerns. When you can find that calm, centered space, meditation helps with this, but whatever practices you use to bring yourself into calm, as aligned as you can become, then what occurs to you is more likely to be actually in alignment. So those are the actions to take. Not because someone told you, but because you feel truly called.
I like that. Truly called. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So we thank you for your question, Catherine, and we know Lisa will keep you on the line until after we are complete. And in the meantime, do we have someone who has called in?
So some people are asking for clarity on what they can call in about. What can they ask you?
Well, you can ask almost anything, but we prefer to keep it to ideas that will help the greater population. Now, if you do ask something specific to you, we will address it both for you and for others as well. And Lisa, in general, prefers to stay away from the connecting right into someone's departed loved one. That is not the focus of what she does here with us. But other than that, we will redirect you if we need to.
Okay. Lines are a bit funny, but let's give it a shot. First of all, you're showing up as all one. You're in some kind of time travel tunnel or something. Caller, you're live on the air. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Pamela from New Jersey.
Hi, Pamela from New Jersey. What would you like to ask the collective?
Hi. My question would be the marriage for the future. The marriage you know, getting ready to, oh, goodness, my decision to get married, does it look good? Is it good for me? Will this be a good marriage?
Thank you very much for your question. We are glad you have joined us today.
Thank you.
Just a moment. We're just pulling in your team.
Okay.
We feel that some of your worry or concern about this is stemming in part from others in your life who both have either given an example of that or speak to concerns. Your heart has an enormous love in it that it wishes to share. And that, we would say, is where your focus will support you better. By moving into the loving connection, the underpinning of the whole purpose of getting married, because you feel that you wish to spend a long period of time in the company of another.
Yes.
When you find yourself finding more reasons to doubt than to move forward, that is when you have a clue that maybe things might not go well. But we feel that you do actually have a good base within you. Now, we say this, however, we would like to address, not only for you, but for all who are listening, marriage, relationships in general, move through many phases as each person develops in themselves. And sometimes, as you grow, you may find yourself diverging from where you used to feel you met. And then each partner perhaps doesn't feel as fulfilled or feels that the relationship may not be meeting them where they need any longer. And while this has been seen as a falling apart by people in the past, we would love if people reframed this change in relationships to discovering how self-growth can lead to many things. And it does not mean that anyone is bad or wrong. It means you have shared a time together that was valuable, and in your progression you reassess and decide that maybe it is no longer feeling aligned any longer. That is not a failing. That is a beautiful observation. And the more people are able to hold their relationships in an open palm versus a clenched fist, the more you are able to be free to be yourself and allow it to take the progression that it needs to. So you have the possibility of having a very long-term relationship here. But if you decide that, or if anyone decides that they're going to force themselves to stay in something that is no longer serving them when they discover it, then you are moving into a territory of causing suffering for each of you, ultimately unnecessarily. So the joy in relationship can more be looked at as I love you and we support each other. We are thrilled at being together and what that is creating for us. And we are eagerly moving into the future in this relationship. But we love and respect each other enough that we see that each person needs to grow in their own right, in their own path that only they know. And while you have the hopeful anticipation that it stays in the same vicinity of each other, releasing the clenching and the gripping on that will help it actually to be a better relationship. Does that make
okay.
sense?
It makes, yes, it makes a great deal of sense. I understand.
Yes.
Wonderful.
It's the, ultimately the fears, the fear of loss is ultimately what we feel is being expressed by you and by you on behalf of many others, fearful that this may not go well. And we say, there are many things in life that have the possibility to not go well, but we don't need to live in that. What we can do for ourselves is find where we are right now and reference where we are now. How are we feeling now? Being present, it's called. And so if you are feeling supported and loved and happy now, then move forward with the expectation that that can carry forward and continue. But being open to life changing, life can change in any moment. And it's all right. That's the nature of life. But when you, as we said to Catherine earlier, when you are holding that positive idea, you are bringing that positive energy all around you and with you moving forward. So you are more likely to have the good things keep happening. And if there was a shift in your lives, that you would be able to handle it very well because you are holding this compassionate, loving perspective and understanding if your partner has changed or you have changed, to say that is human nature and we can love each other enough to make new decisions or to even maybe you just need to reframe the dynamics of your relationship to support the new path, and you continue together in a new way. So
okay. So
yeah,
I
no need
live
to
in
fear.
The moment. All right. So
yes.
My takeaway is to live in the moment and just to enjoy the journey and not worry about the destination.
Absolutely. And I feel, and we feel, that you have really understood this. Enjoy the journey, not the destination, is a phrase many use these days, but we feel you've really actually got it. It's sunk in. So very good for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Now, before we let you go,
yes.
Lisa wanted us to ask you to please email your contact information to her so that you can make use of the prize that you've gotten. And it's Lisa at lisavirtue.com. And we'll say
sure.
it again at the end. Well, she will. So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
You as well.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling in. Keep in touch. Let's go to another line. Fingers crossed. All showing up as all one. You're now live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Hello, hello. You were on the air if you just called in.
I just called in. My name is Peter Dennis. I'm calling from Richmond Hill, Ontario, Canada.
Oh,
were you referring to me?
I think we are. Do you have a question for the collective?
Yes. I've always been curious about a rumor that I've heard a few times now. And that is that there are humans walking among us who have lived for extraordinary amounts of time, like 300, 400, 600 years, that kind of thing. And I'm wondering, first of all, if there are such, and secondly, why would that be the case? Is it the higher self looking for a unique experience, or are these people here to make a particular contribution?
Thank you for your question. We are just bringing in a different speaker just a moment.
Hello?
Yes, hello to you, Peter. We we feel that many of these claims are not completely accurate. Though there are some longer-lived humans, there are also longer-lived beings who do not come from Earth who may end up being referred to, for they sometimes so fully integrate that they identify as a human and their longer lifespan becomes confused. So this has been a few, very small number. There are some enlightened human beings who are able to be present in many different times in your life. Lisa is thinking of the story she heard of Babaji, who can dematerialize and rematerialize where he wishes, and that he has been present for a long period. But he has come to a different level of beingness, and so by rights may not perhaps be termed as full human any longer, because he is more his pure essence that chooses to manifest in this way.
Interesting. Well, thank you very much for that.
You are very welcome. Thank you for your interesting question.
That was an interesting question. And keep in touch. Call again. Call in number is 646-595-4274. Oh, did you want to let Peter know about the listing?
Yes, he can just email as well. And if he has a woman in his life that could make use of the directory, then she can have that. Otherwise, okay, we will include it in a further draw that will be done.
Okay, thank you.
Now, you're welcome. Now, if there aren't other callers, there has been an email question sent in, but if there's a caller, we can go with them.
The rest of the lines are just listening. We've got more callers. We spoke to you. Let's do one more, and then let's get to one of the emails at least. Okay. All right, another old one has shown up, and you're now live on the air. What's your first name, and where are you calling in from?
This is Opulence. I'm not sure what she's doing today, but I saw she was on, and I thought I would tune in. Hi.
She is, you're speaking with Spirit Speaks. Lisa Virtue is channeling, and you can ask anything.
Well, hi, Lisa Virtue. I've heard you before, and it's a pleasure to have this experience with you. I would like to know from my highest self through you about my creativity.
Is there anything specific about your creativity?
Whatever is the strongest at this moment, but yet my writing.
So are you wishing to know what to do with your writing or what you would like to write? Such a broad category. We would just simply like it to be refined a little.
Well, I like what you said, what I should be writing. I have a title, and from that I am branching into the areas of my expression, and then where it is to be offered once I have birthed it, completed it.
Well, we sense within your, what you are calling higher self, but the interface between your divinity and your humanity, there is some confusion. Obviously, you wouldn't ask a question if it was clear. And we feel the image of this would be strings with knots or cables all tied up in knots together. And so energetically, there are some practices you can do to untie the knots and bring some fresh clarity there. Mostly energetic cleansing, certainly within your third eye, your crown chakra, and your expression through the vocal chakra. These are the areas more specifically involved in the continuation of this confusion. And we feel that as you come into greater energetic clarity, you will find the inspiration flows through, floods through. In fact, part of the reason there are these, we're just calling them knots, energetic clogs, is a bit of a mostly unconscious fear of the enormous flow that will come through you when you allow it to. It feels like it might be too much to handle, that you don't know what to do with it. And this is your mind struggling with trying to contain things in boxes and keep them within the line, where what is more needed now is to open up those doors and allow it all to flow and to spill around and to be everywhere, to be inspired by all that comes through and just pick and choose from the enormous amount that's available the things that light you up the most. So instead of feeling like you have to contain and channel, like through a physical channel, all of these ideas and inspirations, you can just let them flow around you and cherry pick them. This one, yes, this is inspiring me today. I'll take that. Oh, I feel this beautiful flow of so much bounty, but you don't have to. It feels like you would not physically be able to manage it all. And so we say, don't bother trying to manage it. You have a great deal of beautiful creation up there in your reservoir waiting to flow more readily to you. And the question of where it will end up is answered in that flow. So as you are being inspired and allowing it all to move through you and you're excited about it, it becomes very, very obvious to you. There's only one direction you see it going. But that energy needs to come through first for you to feel that inspiration. Right now, your mind is saying, where is it going to go when you haven't opened the tap yet? So that will come after. That's how the mind works. And this is what happens to so many people, is the mind gets wanting to know the answers and the directions of things before you begin, wanting to secure the outcome. But we say that is backwards. While you can get a general idea of where you think you want it to go, allow the energies to show you. You know how water follows the natural path. Well, so do energies. And if you just, as they say, go with the flow, it will become evident to you. And as you're released in that, it will be drawn to you as well. So you don't have to do too much ultimately, the more you can get out of the way. You will find inspired actions. Is this helpful for you?
Yes, very much so. And I do write in that way, you know, going here, going there, and then, you know, I still have to put it together. So that is me speaking to me through you for sure. And the knot, it's funny because I just picked up a beautiful handmade rug that is a knotted rug, or just different pieces it's with me right at this moment as I'm sitting in my vehicle, and I'm smiling because it has all these different colors and fabrics and textures. And I almost didn't get it, but I went back and got it. But anyway, yes, it is a pleasure to have to have received the offering from you. And as I said, I have listened to you before and been much blessed by your offerings. And
we thank you for that acknowledgement. And please use that rug that you have as a reminder. Let it be a joyful reminder to you, to inspire you, to bring joy to your heart when you see it.
Michelle, thank you. Namaste. Thank you.
All right. And don't forget to email in to receive your beautiful gift.
Where do I email you?
To lisa@lisavirtue.com. Thank you.
I got it. Thank you. Thank you, Nicole.
I'm not sure if she was aware that she won a prize because she's a student, but you did. Yay. All right. So here we are at the 9-minute mark, roughly. Did you want to do an email question, or did you have, where are we at for the timeline?
We'll do a very quick email question, and then I will release back to Lisa and Catherine.
Okay. I'll just randomly pick one here. Question for Spirit. This is from Rose. Do you see me buying a home and moving back to Ottawa? If so, when should I buy a home and move back to Ottawa?
Thank you. Could you repeat the name, please?
Rose.
Thank you. Just one moment. Yes, we can feel the energies where the concern for the question comes from. So many things pulling at your heart and your mind. So many people that you are trying to take into consideration, circumstances, situations. Indeed, we understand why you would be wondering. And just look down at possibilities, one moment. Yes, we feel there is certainly a high possibility that you may elect to move to Ottawa. You see, the future isn't set, so there are many factors at play. And so we are not into prediction, but we can say when you direct your thoughts to what fundamentally matters to you and release the burden of trying to either live someone else's life or make sure that they are happy at your own unhappiness. Let us rephrase that. We'll just connect for better words. Trusting other people to find their own joy in their life, to find their path and what works for them, and allowing yourself the same, not luxury, but the same natural human ability to decide what feels right for you, what lights up your life, what feels like alignment for you, and trust that those who you wish to interface with and who wish to interface with you will find the way to make that occur. So whether you are in the same location as, for example, a loved one or not, you can find ways to connect. So let your decision come truly from your inner calling and what feels like it suits your life and your desire for what your life can be. And that will support you the most in knowing when the right time is for that. So allowing yourself the open space that it can occur whenever. It needn't be in a fixed time. But when you allow it to come about in an inspired way, then you know the time is right. We thank you all for joining with us today, and we understand there may be more questions left unanswered, but we can connect in other ways to help you if you so desire. With love, light, and our deepest blessings for your alignment and happiness, we look forward to connecting with you again at another time. Goodbye for now. All right, Catherine, as I'm starting to come back, do you have any comments on what Spirit shared?
I think that was bang on. I mean, there were lovely answers, and it's nice that viewers are calling in. I think this is magic. Like, it seems like there was hope given, and I think that's probably what everybody needed, was a little bit of hope. So thank you. Amazing. Really, truly amazing. It feels good. I have goosebumps. So.
Wonderful.
I would just like to know, Lisa, that the board's filled up. The first is
still
11th hour here. But, so consider doing other open lines. People are loving it.
Yay.
Yes. Okay. Well, people then stay tuned for when I decide that we'll jump in and do that. You can check on my website, lisavirtue.com, and it'll be there for sure. I did want to mention that, just to repeat again, that the other show that Catherine and I did together will air this Saturday. So please do tune into that. And I've elected, and with Catherine, of course, to offer another draw for some prizes. I don't want to call them prizes. They're beautiful heart offering gifts of the listing at She Shops Local. I'd like to do an email draw after this show, and I will do another one on Saturday as well. So if it does call to you, please do email me, lisa@lisavirtue.com, and you'll be entered in for that, and then you might be the lucky winner.
Sure. And anytime you want to have me back, Lisa, I will come and bring gifts every time. I think there's some good things being generated. So that offer is from my heart to yours.
Oh, thank you so much, Catherine. And I just wanted to say, Catherine, you're based in Ottawa, Canada, but from our previous conversation, you were inspired to expand that for people in other locations as well. How do you see that?
I think that the easiest way is on my website at sheshopslocal.ca. I think I can add like a global button, and then we can just have all of our business women, like globally, have their business listed as well. So it is a local directory for Ottawa, but now, thanks to Spirit and you and listeners, now, like, we can do a global button. And I think that's a brilliant, brilliant idea. Uniting business globally. That's what we need to do, working together.
Wonderful. Yeah, and I can see it. My imagination has me filling in the blanks right now, and that you could look up any city to see if maybe even if you're traveling, you're like, oh, I'm going to go to that city. What's available there? And you can then use the directory there. And if it's your city and you can build your community, encouraging others in your location to join in that directory so you can all start supporting each other. Because it really does blossom when everyone joins together that way. I think just like Spirit said, when you're looking at it in this positive, let's lift each other up, things go pretty well.
Yep. Great idea.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So this feels like a wrap-up point to me. Yeah, Spirit's still just half in my head, so it's hard to focus.
Well, you did a great job, Lisa.
Thank you. Anything you'd like to share before we depart?
I think it's kind of cool. I think you might have just opened up like a portal that, you know, this call in. People want to talk to Spirit. People want to talk to you. So maybe the platform change to something. It doesn't have to be that way all the time, but certainly love hearing from people. I love that New Jersey called in. I love that people called in. I think it's great. Like I said, I got goosebumps. So you and Spirit, you did something amazing here. This is wonderful.
Thank you. Well, I'll definitely be scheduling more in for sure. If not next week, maybe in two shows from now. So every other show. Right now, I'll just say every other show will be a call-in show. So in two weeks on Wednesday, the 26th, is the next episode. So the regularly scheduled episode. Excellent. Okay, time for us to go, I believe. Thank you to Nicole for manning the phones. And thank you so much, Catherine, for joining me today. And thank you, the audience, for calling in and listening. It is a co-creation. We're all doing this together, bringing all of our spirit teams in to share, to help help the planet. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Catherine. We'll talk to you again. And remember to email Lisa at lisavirtue.com. And we'll be back with my interview with James Ray on Redemption right after this.
Bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.